Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're looking at something kind of different.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about abundance.
Abundance.
But through a specific lens, and that is a Christian lens.
Yeah.
The source material that we're going to be looking at today is a blog post by Carrie.
Okay.
It's called Embracing a Christ-Centered Vision of Abundance in Life Outdoor Adventure.
Okay.
It was published January 21st, 2025. And we are going to be going deep into this. So,
sounds good.
If you're interested in this topic, stick around.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
Now, the thing about this particular blog post is that it's not talking about abundance like a lot of people think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of money.
Yeah, right.
And possessions.
The typical worldly.
Exactly, worldly possessions.
Yeah.
So what is it talking about then?
Well, it's really getting at a much deeper, more fulfilling kind of abundance. And it's all about having a really strong relationship with Jesus.
Okay.
And living a life of purpose.
Okay, so it's not about the things that you have. It's about...
Yeah, it's about who you are. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And your relationship with Christ.
Carrie actually uses a quote from John 10.10.
Oh, yeah.
To really kind of set the stage for this whole idea.
What's the quote?
It is, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
I love that quote.
Yeah. And so how do you think that that kind of sets the stage for this whole concept?
Well, it really shifts the focus.
Okay.
You know, from just kind of existing to really thriving.
Okay.
It's not just about getting by. It's about living a life that's full of joy, purpose, meaning all those good things.
Yeah. And that can be kind of contrasted with the opposite of that, which is, you know, just chasing worldly possessions, which can actually lead to a lot of anxiety and discontentment.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, always wanting more, never feeling like you have enough.
Exactly. Always comparing yourself to others, always feeling like you're falling short.
So in contrast to that, this idea of spiritual abundance actually leads to...
Well, a sense of security.
Okay.
Gratitude, contentment.
Peace.
Peace, yeah. All those things that we're really longing for. Yeah. And it's really rooted in something much deeper than just this, you know, the things that you can acquire.
Right.
Now, Carrie doesn't just throw this idea out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The blog post is actually rooted in scripture.
Okay.
And there's one verse in particular that is really highlighted, and that's Philippians 4:11.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Can you tell us a little bit about that verse?
Yeah. So it says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus."
Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting is how Carrie interprets the word needs in this context.
Yeah. It's not just about like our basic necessities and, you know, food, shelter, clothing. It's about recognizing that God provides for all of our needs, emotional, relational, and spiritual needs too.
So it's not just looking to God for material possessions,
uh-huh.
but looking to God for everything that contributes to
a meaningful life,
yeah.
a fulfilling life.
Absolutely. And the blog post actually encourages us to, you know, spend some time meditating on these verses to really let them sink in.
Yeah, that's so important.
Because if we just kind of read them and move on...
You don't really absorb them.
Exactly.
You don't really internalize the message.
But if we spend time really thinking about what they mean, how they apply to our lives...
That's when they can really start to transform our thinking.
And Carrie also offers some very practical advice for cultivating this more abundant mindset. And it starts with gratitude.
Gratitude. Yeah, that's huge.
But it's not just about... you know, feeling grateful, it's about taking action.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie specifically suggests keeping a gratitude journal.
Oh, I love that idea.
Have you ever tried that?
I have, actually, and it really does make a difference.
So what kind of difference did it make for you?
Well, it helped me to focus on the positive.
Okay.
You know, instead of dwelling on what I was lacking, I was actively looking for things to be grateful for.
And that changed your perspective.
It totally shifted my perspective. It
yeah.
made me realize how much I already had to be thankful for.
So instead of focusing on what's missing,
right.
you're focusing on what's there.
Exactly. And it's not just about feeling grateful. It's about training your mind to see the abundance that's already present in your life.
That's awesome. And along with gratitude, the blog post also suggests using positive affirmations.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly faith-based ones.
Yeah.
So what does that look like?
Well, it could be something like, "I am open to receiving all the blessings God has for me," or "I trust in God's provision."
So instead of just, you know, hoping for abundance, you're actively shaping your thoughts and beliefs.
Exactly. You're speaking those blessings into existence.
And that can be really powerful.
It can.
Now, we all know that life isn't always easy.
Yeah, for sure.
We face challenges and setbacks.
All the time.
But the blog post encourages us to reframe those challenges as opportunities for growth.
That's a really important mindset shift.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's easy to get discouraged when things aren't going our way,
yeah,
to see those challenges as roadblocks.
Right.
But what if we chose to see them as stepping stones instead? It's about trusting that God can use even those difficult situations for our ultimate good.
So it's not about, you know, pretending that hard times don't exist.
No.
But it's about approaching them.
With a different attitude, right, with faith and hope.
Believing that.
That God is with us through it all.
And that he can bring something good out of it.
Absolutely, even out of the most challenging experiences.
Okay, so less about avoiding the hard times and more about facing them with a different attitude.
Yeah.
Now, the blog post actually takes this concept of reframing challenges,
yeah,
and applies it to specific areas of life.
Okay.
Starting with our careers.
Interesting.
So what does Carrie say about finding abundance in our careers?
Well, it's not just about finding any job that pays the bills.
Right.
It's about finding work that's purpose-driven.
Okay.
Work that aligns with your values and your faith.
So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Where your skills, your passions, and your faith intersect.
Exactly. And that can look different for everyone. But it's about finding that place where you feel like you're truly using your gifts to make a difference.
So what are some practical examples of what that might look like?
Well, the blog post talks about ethical practices in the workplace.
Okay.
Bringing those Christian values of integrity, honesty, and respect into every aspect of your work life.
So even if you're not in your dream job yet,
right,
you can still live out your faith.
Absolutely.
In your current role.
Wherever you are.
Yeah. And wouldn't you say that this idea of purpose-driven work also ties into the concept of abundance in our relationships?
Oh, absolutely.
How so?
Well, the blog post talks about the importance of communication, forgiveness, compassion, and service in building strong relationships.
And those qualities are
deeply rooted in Christian faith.
They are. Yeah, they're not just like good relationship advice.
Right.
They're expressions of love and generosity.
They are.
And those expressions actually create
a ripple effect.
Yeah.
When you approach your relationships with this abundance mindset,
okay,
you're not just benefiting yourself.
You're benefiting everyone around you.
It's like you're creating a more positive and loving environment for everyone.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of creating a positive environment, the blog post also delves into specific daily habits that can help us live a more abundant life.
So we're not just talking about like, you know, positive thinking here.
No.
It's about taking action.
What are some of those habits?
Well, prayer is essential.
Okay.
Because it connects us directly to God.
Yeah, it's that direct line.
To the source of all abundance.
Exactly.
It's a time for gratitude, for seeking guidance, for surrendering our worries and anxieties.
And then along with prayer, the blog post also emphasizes the importance of regularly reading scripture.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because immersing ourselves in God's word helps us to understand his promises and apply those teachings to our lives.
So it's about deepening your faith,
mm-hmm,
gaining wisdom from those stories and teachings.
Absolutely.
And finally, the blog post talks about community service.
Oh, yeah.
As a powerful expression of an abundance mindset. That's a good point.
How so?
Well, when you serve others,
okay,
you're using your time and talents to make a difference in your community.
True.
You're giving back, which is a tangible expression of abundance.
So you're not just receiving blessings.
Yes.
You're sharing them.
Exactly. And that's a key part of this whole Christ-centered vision of abundance.
Okay.
It's not just about personal gain or accumulation.
Right.
It's about living a life of generosity and service.
So it's about recognizing that true abundance is about so much more than just ourselves.
It is.
Now, the blog post doesn't just talk about these ideas in a theoretical way.
Right.
It also shares some really compelling stories.
I love those stories.
Of people whose lives were transformed.
Yeah.
By embracing this perspective on abundance.
They're so inspiring.
And these aren't just, you know, feel-good anecdotes.
Right.
They provide real-world examples of how these principles can play out in everyday life.
Exactly. It makes it so much more relatable.
Yeah. And one story that really stands out is about Sarah T., a former corporate executive, who actually found more fulfillment after leaving her high-paying job to start a nonprofit.
Wow. That's a big change.
It is. And it really speaks to this idea that
true abundance isn't always what it seems.
Yeah. You know, she had this life that a lot of people would consider to be abundant. You know, the high-paying job, the material comforts.
Right. All the trappings of success.
But she felt empty.
It's like she was living someone else's definition of success.
It was.
You know, it wasn't until she stepped back, reconnected with her faith, and aligned her life with her true purpose that she found true fulfillment.
Yeah. And it's interesting because starting that nonprofit allowed her to use her skills and resources.
In a way that truly made a difference.
Yeah, she was finally using her gifts to their full potential.
And that's where the abundance comes in.
Absolutely.
It's not about the money or the possessions, it's about the impact you make.
And the blog post also shares the story of James, a struggling artist who was facing both financial and creative challenges.
Oh, wow.
You know, he had so much talent, but he was being held back by self-doubt and the pressure to achieve financial success.
I think a lot of artists can relate to that.
They can. And it's amazing how finding a supportive community and shifting his perspective actually helped him turn things around.
How so?
He began to see his art as a gift,
Okay.
a way to serve others. And that's when his career really took off.
So it wasn't about chasing money.
No.
It was about using his art to make a difference.
Exactly. And that's when the financial abundance started to flow.
It's like the abundance followed the purpose.
It did, yeah.
Amazing.
And then there's the story of Emma and her family, who are going through some serious financial difficulties.
Oh, wow.
And it would have been so easy for them to just give in to despair.
Yeah.
But instead of focusing on what they were lacking,
Mm-hmm.
they chose to focus on gratitude and service.
That's powerful.
They started practicing gratitude together as a family, finding joy in the simple things, and looking for ways to serve their community.
And how did that change things for them?
Well, through those acts of faith and service, their relationships became stronger,
Oh, wow.
and they found a deeper sense of peace and contentment.
Even amidst the financial hardship.
Even amidst the financial
That's
hardship,
a powerful testimony.
it's a reminder that true abundance isn't dependent on our circumstances.
You're right.
It's an inner state of being
Exactly.
that we can cultivate even in the midst of challenges.
It all comes back to that relationship with God.
It does, yeah.
That's the source of true abundance.
So all of these stories really drive home the message of this whole deep dive.
What's that?
Embracing a Christ-centered vision of abundance is not just some abstract concept.
Right.
It's a way of life that can lead to genuine transformation and joy.
And it's accessible to anyone.
That's the key.
Yeah.
It's not about achieving some unattainable ideal.
No.
It's about making a conscious choice to shift your perspective and align your life with your faith.
It's a journey we can all take.
Absolutely. And we're going to dive even deeper into this concept in part two,
Oh,
exploring the challenges we might face along the way and the transformative power of taking action.
I can't wait.
We'll be right back. You know, it's amazing how Carrie balances the practical and spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just about feeling good.
No.
There are concrete steps, you
Yeah,
know,
right.
to cultivate this.
It's a way of life.
Yeah. And Carrie doesn't shy away from challenges.
No.
One of the things that Carrie talks about is societal pressures pushing us towards scarcity.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're constantly bombarded by these messages telling us we need more.
A bigger house, a fancier car, all the latest gadgets.
To be happy.
Yeah, right. And it's a never-ending cycle.
It is a never-ending cycle.
You get the new thing, and then you're already looking for the next thing.
Yeah, always wanting more.
Yeah.
So how do we escape that?
Well, this Christ-centered vision of abundance that Carrie's talking about,
Yeah.
it offers a different definition of success. It's not about what you own, it's about who you are.
It's about finding contentment.
Yeah.
And joy in those things that really matter.
Our relationships, our purpose, our connection with God.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those inspiring stories.
Yeah.
Sarah's story really stood out to me.
Yeah. What was it about her story that resonated with you?
I think a lot of people, you know, look at someone like Sarah and they think she has it all.
She had the high-paying job, the big house,
the material comforts,
all the things that we're told we should want.
And yet she felt empty.
Yeah, it's like she was chasing the wrong thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't until she stepped back and really reconnected with her faith, aligned her life with her purpose.
That's when things changed for her.
Yeah, and starting that nonprofit,
Yeah.
it allowed her to use her skills in a way that made a difference.
In a way that was meaningful and
Yeah.
fulfilling.
So James's story also really interesting.
The struggling artist.
Yeah, he was so talented.
He was, but he was
Wow.
struggling with self-doubt.
Yeah.
Financial pressure,
Yeah.
like so many artists do.
And what's amazing is that, you know, once he found a supportive community
Right.
and kind of shifted his perspective.
Yeah, he started to see his art as a gift,
Yeah.
as a way to serve others.
And that's when his career took off.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, yeah.
Like the abundance followed the purpose
It did, yeah.
instead of the other way around.
So Emma and her family going through financial difficulty.
Oh, yeah, tough situation.
But they didn't give in to despair.
No, they didn't.
Instead, they focused on gratitude.
Right.
They practiced it as a family.
Finding joy in the simple things.
Yeah, and they served their community.
So how did that impact their situation?
Well, through those acts of faith and service,
mm-hmm.
their relationships actually became stronger.
Wow.
And they found this deep sense of peace and contentment.
Even in the midst of hardship.
Yeah. It's a powerful reminder that true abundance isn't dependent on our circumstances.
It's not about what you have. It's about how you view things.
It's an inner state of being
yeah.
that we can cultivate.
No matter what's going on around us.
So I think what all these stories really show us.
What's that?
Is that this Christ-centered vision of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some abstract concept.
It's a way of life.
It's a way of life that can really transform us.
And bring us joy.
And anyone can embrace it.
Absolutely.
It's about making that choice to shift your perspective.
Yeah.
And align your life with your faith.
So how do we do that?
Well, Carrie actually gives us some steps we can take.
Okay. Tell me more.
One of them is to commit to daily scripture reading.
Spending time in God's word.
Yeah.
Nourishing our souls.
Yeah.
That's so important.
It is, you know, making that connection a priority.
Even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
Yeah. And another powerful practice
okay.
is keeping a gratitude journal.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah. You know, yeah. regularly reflecting on those blessings.
No matter how small.
Yeah.
Shifting our focus from scarcity to abundance.
It's such a simple but powerful way.
It is.
To train our minds.
Yeah.
And then finally, the blog post encourages us to serve others.
Finding ways to give back to our communities.
Yeah. Whether it's volunteering or just helping a neighbor.
Acts of service.
Yeah.
Tangible expressions of the abundance mindset.
So it's important to remember.
What's that?
That embracing this vision of abundance,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean our problems magically disappear.
No, life is still going to have challenges.
It's still going to face difficulties and setbacks.
Right, but it's about how we approach those challenges.
Yeah, with a different attitude.
Yeah, one that's rooted in faith and hope.
Trusting that God's with us.
Through it all.
Yeah.
And that he has a plan for our lives.
And can use even the toughest situations for good.
Right. It's not about avoiding the hard things. It's about facing them with a new perspective.
So this deep dive has really got me thinking.
About what?
About how I can embrace this vision of abundance.
In your own life?
Yeah, more fully.
Well, I think that's the point. It's about taking these ideas and applying them to our everyday lives.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that true abundance is not about material wealth or worldly success.
It's about something deeper.
It is.
More fulfilling.
It's about aligning our lives with God's purpose.
And experiencing the joy and peace that come with that.
And that's something worth striving for.
And it's a journey we can take together.
Absolutely. Supporting and encouraging each other along the way.
Now, one question that I think might be on some listeners' minds.
Hey, what's that?
Is what if you're in a job
mm-hmm.
that doesn't feel very purpose-driven?
Yeah.
Maybe you're stuck in a dead-end job or you're in a career that doesn't align with your values.
That's a tough spot to be in.
It is.
Hmm.
So what advice would you give to someone in that situation?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to remember that even seemingly ordinary jobs can be opportunities to live out our faith.
Okay.
It's about bringing those principles of integrity, honesty, compassion into our workplaces.
So even if the work itself
doesn't feel super meaningful,
you can still be a positive influence.
Absolutely. We can choose to be a source of encouragement, support, kindness to our colleagues, our clients, even our bosses.
You never know. You might even open up new opportunities.
That's right.
By living out your faith in those every day.
Sometimes God works in mysterious ways.
He does.
We may not always see the big picture.
Right.
But we can trust that he's using every experience for our growth.
So true abundance.
Yeah.
It's not just about our careers.
It's about our entire lives.
Yeah, it's about cultivating that attitude of gratitude, generosity, and love.
And all that we do.
And recognizing that true abundance is available to us.
Right now in this moment.
Yeah. It's not something we have to wait for.
It's a gift from God.
That we can receive.
Yay.
This deep dive has been really thought-provoking.
In what way?
It's really challenged me to examine my own life.
And see how you can embrace this Christ-centered vision.
Yeah, more fully.
Me too.
It's been a great conversation.
It has.
So as we kind of wrap up this part of our deep dives,
okay.
I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question.
I love those.
If true abundance is about aligning our lives with our faith and using our gifts to serve others, what talents and passions do you have that you can use to create a ripple effect of abundance?
In your own community.
What a great question to reflect on.
It is.
We all have something to offer.
We do.
So as we continue to explore this concept of abundance.
Yeah.
I think it's important to address one more question.
Okay, what's that?
What if you're in a job that doesn't feel purpose-driven?
Yeah.
Maybe you're stuck.
In a dead-end job.
Yeah, or in a career that doesn't align with your values.
Right.
Something a lot of people can relate to.
I'm sure it is.
So what advice would you give someone in that situation?
Well, it's important to remember that even those seemingly ordinary jobs can be opportunities to live out our faith.
Okay.
It's about bringing those core values.
Of integrity, honesty, and compassion.
Yep.
Into the workplace.
No matter what your job title is.
Because even if the work itself doesn't feel meaningful.
You can still be a positive influence.
Right.
On those around you.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Yeah.
By living out your faith in those everyday tasks. You might open up new opportunities.
Yeah, that lead to a more purpose-driven path.
It's about trusting that God can work through us.
In any circumstance.
Yeah.
Using every experience for growth.
That's right.
So it's a good reminder that abundance isn't just about our careers.
It's about our whole lives.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating that attitude of gratitude, generosity, love, in everything that we do.
And recognizing that true abundance is available to us. Right now.
Right now.
In this moment.
Yeah. Not something we have to wait for.
It's a gift.
It is a gift.
This deep dive has given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, me too.
It's challenged me to examine my own life.
And see where you can embrace this vision of abundance.
Yeah, more fully.
We think that's the goal.
It is.
To take these ideas and make them a reality in our lives.
It's a reminder that true abundance is available to all of us.
It is.
It's not reserved for a select few.
It's a gift from God. That we can all receive.
And as we open our hearts to this gift, our lives can be transformed.
In incredible ways.
Yeah, we can experience a deeper sense of joy, peace, purpose, and fulfillment.
And that's something worth striving for.
It is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay.
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
If true abundance is about aligning our lives with our faith and using our gifts to serve others, what unique talents or passions do you have that you can use to create a ripple effect of abundance in your own community?
What a wonderful question to reflect on.
It is.
You all have something unique to offer.
We do.
Some way to make a difference in the world around us.
So embrace that abundance that God has placed within you.
Yeah.
And let it shine.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope it's inspired you to see abundance in a new light and to embrace the fullness of life that God intends for you.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Yeah.
You know, this whole idea of a Christ-centered vision of abundance,
yeah.
I think it really changes how we think about possessions.
Yeah, it's not about saying you can't have nice things.
Right.
It's more about understanding where those things fit in.
In the bigger picture.
In your life, yeah.
Yeah, you know, recognizing that true wealth and security, it doesn't come from what we own.
It comes from our relationship with God.
Yeah, and when we really get that,
it takes the pressure off.
It does.
You know, you're not constantly chasing after more.
All the time, yeah.
You can find contentment and joy in what you already have.
It's like that saying, you can't take it with you.
Exactly. In the end, the things we accumulate,
yeah,
they don't really matter.
What matters is
the impact we make.
Yeah.
The love we share, the difference we make in the lives of others.
And that ties back into finding purpose-driven work.
It does.
You know, Carrie talks a lot about aligning our careers with our faith.
Right. Finding that sweet spot where your passions and your values intersect.
But what about those people who are feeling stuck in jobs that don't feel purpose driven?
That's a common struggle.
It is. You know, not everyone is lucky enough to have a career that perfectly aligns.
With their calling.
With their passions and their faith. Yeah. So what advice would you give to someone in that situation?
Well, I think it's important to remember that even in those seemingly ordinary jobs.
Okay.
We can still find opportunities to live out our faith.
Okay. How so?
It's about bringing those core values.
Okay.
Integrity, honesty, compassion.
Into the workplace.
Yeah, no matter what your job title is.
So even if the work itself doesn't feel meaningful,
you can still make a difference.
By just being a good person.
Exactly. You can be a source of encouragement, support kindness to your colleagues.
You never know. You might even inspire others.
That's right.
By just living out your faith in those everyday interactions.
And you might even open up new opportunities down the line.
Yeah. God works in mysterious ways.
He does.
So it's a good reminder that abundance isn't just about our careers.
No.
It's about our whole lives.
It's about how we approach everything we do.
It's about cultivating that attitude of gratitude, generosity, love.
In every aspect of our lives.
And recognizing that true abundance is available to us right now.
Not someday in the future.
In this moment.
Yeah, it's a gift that's already been given to us.
This deep dive has really been eye-opening for me.
In what way?
It's challenged me to really look at my own life.
And see where you can embrace this vision of abundance.
More fully. Yeah, it's been a great conversation.
It has been.
As we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
I'll have a good takeaway.
If true abundance is about aligning our lives with our faith and using our gifts to serve others, what unique talents or passions do you have that you can use to create a ripple effect of abundance in your own community?
That's a beautiful challenge.
It is.
And it's something we can all reflect on.
Yeah, we all have something special to offer.
Absolutely.
It can all make a difference.
So let's go out there and embrace that abundance.
Let it shine.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've been inspired to see abundance in a whole new light.
And to experience the fullness of life that God has for you.
Until next time.